the fact that Asian economies use much less energy per person than Canada and the U.S. prompts us to imagine what might yet happen if they catch up with the usage rates of the high-income countries. And that alone would more than double world demand for oil. And so you see it. It's coming. And I believe that God is going to reveal perhaps his final physical blessing to Israel. Oil. Oil. And because of that, the nations, through great envy and lust, will strive to take a spoil. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I trust that it's been helpful, trust that it's been instructive, and it tells us that we must prepare the way of the Lord in our lives for history's final hour. It's happening very quickly, friends. And if you have some extra bucks, you might want to invest in oil in Israel to encourage them and to help them in their time of need. And we need some help here as well. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, and the brand new book, The Return. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gift.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, the first hour this evening, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good, I think.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on over in Europe. Certainly the euro is down. They've put $1 trillion, or are going to set aside $1 trillion to really bail out Greece and Portugal and Spain and Ireland and Italy. And but, of course, the real question is this going to take care of the problem? All of these countries and many of the other countries over in Europe have massive debts. Probably Germany does not have the debts, but the whole way our society is structured is governments live on debt. Individuals live on debt. But unfortunately, that when you get too much debt, there's just no way to spend yourself into prosperity. So we hear, certainly, that many of our major banks here in the United States have exposure to a lot of the major banks over in Europe that have exposure to the countries there that we've mentioned and the so-called pig countries. And it could very well be that if those countries go down, the banks would go down, and then our banks would be in trouble. So what's really going to happen? Do you think that they're going to be able to stabilize the euro, get out of the hole they're in? Or do you think that the European economy is going to just go into a recession or depression?
Well, we started in August of 2007, and we're approaching 3 years, and we really did not or have not come out of the credit crisis. We still have banks that are using about $56 billion and $560 billion in TARP funds. And financial institutions in particular and others are using two sets of books. So there's a lot of companies that even after this extended period of time in the United States, they're still broke. I mean, they're showing all these excellent earnings, and because they're getting free money, essentially. And that is not really the case. Their books are cooked. And they mark some securities to model, which means it's whatever they say it is. And plus they have an awful lot of bad paper in their books, which are collateralized debt obligations for the most part. And, you know, the U.S. government has bought about $1.7 trillion worth, and they're still loaded with it. And that $1.7 trillion was bought by the Fed, and the American taxpayer is responsible for it. And so with that said, if you move over to Europe with this $1 trillion bailout, money that's being created out of thin air, you've got the same problem, and all they're doing is putting it off.
Well, of course, you talk about the TARP funds being used, or at least, pardon me, the Fed going ahead and buying up the collateralized debt obligations from the major banks. These major banks had all of these bonds, for all intents and purposes, that were simply worth about half what they paid for them. And so by the Federal Reserve System buying those up, isn't this whole thing really an effort to liquefy the banks, to protect the banks at the expense of the average taxpayer?
I would say that's a true statement, and that's what's going on over in Europe. And what Greece is really all about, and the other three...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
What Greece is all about, and Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Italy, their problems are that they have debt which is really, really excessive. In the case of Greece, by the end of the year, they're talking in terms of 122 times what it should be, which is 3% of GDP. And, the U.S. is up there as well. Their figure this year is going to be about 85% of GDP. And so... the lenders and the owners of the bonds that were issued by these countries in Europe in particular, they want to be paid. And they want their capital or the face value of the bond to stay relatively good, relatively stable. And that's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is that these countries can't pay the money back. So here we have governments raising money to lend it to those who are in more serious trouble. And the people who are doing the lending are as bad off as the recipients are. It's sort of a circular thing. And it's not going to solve the problem. They're supposedly going to go into austerity, all of these countries. And if they do, then they'll lay off a lot of people. They cut back on expenses. Their numbers will get better. But they'll be in a severe recession. And that depression, this is going to take years for these countries to get sorted out. And the big complaint by the Greeks is, look, we didn't have any idea this was going on. The bureaucrats, the politicians, the bankers, people who run the Eurozone, Goldman Sachs and other investment bankers, all lied to us. We didn't know that that kind of a problem existed. And on top of it, there's no money to pay for all of the benefits that we've already paid for. So we're not going to, put up with this. Now, the government has said, okay, we're going to make a deal and we're going to continue to pay these debts back. The people are saying, no, we're not.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because Bob Chapman is just pointing out the big problem over in Europe is because they have all these wonderful welfare programs for the people of Greece. Certainly, you could retire over there when you're 61 years of age. You get all sorts of benefits and all sorts of special funds and pensions and high wages, and you get paid for 14 months work when you only work for 12 months a year. All these wonderful things, and it really is great. And the politicians are happy and the people are happy, except there's no money to pay for them. And, of course, now comes the day of reckoning. And, of course, what are they going to do? They've been doing it all on borrowed money. And, of course, you and I, average individuals, can go out. We can borrow money. We can live very well. But when the time comes when we have to pay back the money, why, we could lose our home, we could lose everything we have. And that is what these countries are doing, certainly here in California, where I live, Sydney. We're talking at least a $20 billion deficit. And it may even probably be much more than that if you take in all the money that we should be putting into the pension funds there for state employees. We're $500 billion behind, and no way we're ever going to be able to pay off all the money that's owed to those pension funds. One of these days, California's just going to have to admit we're bankrupt. We're going to have to default. We're going to have to just tell the people who are expecting all these pensions there's no money because there's no way to pay them. So this is really what's going on all over the world, isn't it, Bob?
Well, it is, and you know, you've got broke governments being supported by almost broke governments, and yes, there'll be austerity, and yes, the cost of government will go down, but so won't revenues, and unemployment will go up. And the problem is that nobody has explained to anybody that this is going to happen anyway. There's nothing they can do about it. I mean, you've seen in the United States, they poured all this money into the economy, $600-700 billion in stimulus, plus over $2 trillion in the past year. So we're talking about $2.7 to $3 trillion. And look what we've got for it. We get unemployment that's up to 22.38%. We've got a small increase in business, nothing to be excited about. And if you retract the stimulus, you'll find that growth is probably 1.5 to 2%. And what happens when the stimulus has run out? Well, it has run out as of last month. So unless more stimulus is added, the economy is going to slide. Well, the same thing's going to happen to Europe and every place else that does the same thing. The underlying problem is, in classical economics, the system has to be purged. And it's not being purged. All they're doing is throwing more money at it, and that is not a solution. And this will go on for years and years. It'll create higher inflation and maybe even hyperinflation. And eventually what will happen is interest rates will rise as inflation rises, and they're in the process of doing that, and eventually the system just falls apart and goes into a deflationary, depressionary mode, and that's where we're all going to end up, no matter what they do.
Well, certainly, basically, you know, what they're doing right now in the United States is keeping the interest rates very low. The banks can lend, borrow at 0.25%, and then they can take that money and play in the stock market, which is what's keeping up the stock market. They can take that money and buy the bonds, because our government has to actually, you know, borrow the money. So we let the banks borrow the money and then lend it to the federal government to, you know, buy the bonds at 3 or 4% interest. And so they get it at 0.25%. They certainly lend it out at 3.5-4%. They make the money on the spread. And what we're doing is the federal government is simply reliquifying the banks, because we're the ones who have to pay the interest on that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The joblessness is not changing, so yes, there's more jobs this month, but most of them are working for government, for census takers. Yes, I think there are perhaps a few more manufacturing jobs, but they're saying how wonderful things are and all these new jobs, and then they announce that the unemployment rate went up, this is U2 unemployment, from 9.7 to 9.9. Well, if things are so great, why is the unemployment rate going up? And they say, don't ask those stupid questions. You're just supposed to believe what the media tells you. And then, of course, more people continue losing their homes, and they tell us how much better things are. But still about 300,000, 330,000 people every month are losing their homes or getting foreclosure notices. And so many of the homes are still simply underwater, and people are just walking away from them. They don't want to keep putting money into a home when the home is worth far less than the mortgage they're paying on. So basically, they keep telling us that things are going to get better. Are they telling us the truth? Or are they simply trying to get us, hopefully, just not to be concerned until we're through the elections in November?
Well, I think that there's some of both, but they're not telling the truth. And they know that. And they haven't done that for a long time. Since 1980, politicians have adjusted in different ways, unemployment, the PPI, which is a producer price index, the CPI, which is the inflation index, and all the figures are bogus. If you use the 1980 basis, you'll find that, inflation is not 2.5% to 3%. It's more like 8%. And on the things that we have and use every day, we're looking at 10%. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And once these figures come forth from Europe to go along with U.S. figures, you're going to find that Europe will be actually exporting inflation as well. And one of the interesting aspects to all of this is we know that the countries that are in trouble, there's 19 of them which are on the edge of collapse, and that includes the United States and Europe and England. And but the outcome vis-a-vis China and other countries that base their success upon cheap labor and the undervalued value of its currency, and China and other nations with cheap labor are going to find it very difficult to compete against a Europe with today a closed just under 124, the euro. It may stop at 120. It may stop at parity, and it looks like it's going to stop at parity, because I don't think Germany wants to remain in the Eurozone. I don't even think they want to remain in the European Union. They're just tired of the whole thing of supporting everybody. I mean, they've got the short end, and they've conducted themselves properly, and they're sick and tired of being taken advantage of.
Well, of course, this whole idea was to create a United States of Europe. They were, first of all, going to get people together for financial reasons and then get them into a euro, one currency. Of course, when you suddenly give up your sovereignty of your currency, you lose the sovereignty of your nation. And this was the whole idea, United States of Europe, a stepping stone towards this one world government. Fascinating article up on the internet dealing with the Trilateral Commission. One of the trilateralists apparently had talked to somebody who was a delegate from Ireland, but he wasn't a member of the Trilateral Commission. And this member of the Trilateral Commission just talked about how all of their efforts to bring about a world government just weren't working, and they didn't even know why. They were still holding the meetings. Everything was turning against them. Suddenly this apparently is what's happening. As this whole financial system, begins to fall apart, why they're losing their ability to create a world government, unless, of course, they can precipitate such crisis throughout the world that the governments will be forced to give up their sovereignty. I think this is how they're going to try to play it. What's your thought?
I think you're right, but the Eurozone has been a complete failure. And they started off without a constitution. I think shortly they'll have one because of intimidation, among other things. And one interest rate to fit all, which doesn't work. I mean, that's how Ireland, Portugal, and Spain got in trouble. They did the same thing that the U.S. did, and they lent money out to people to buy homes that really shouldn't have had them. And they have millions of homes standing idle in Spain, in Ireland, and in Portugal. And the same thing is true of the United States. At least in Europe, they've cut down their building to almost nothing. The U.S. builders are going to build 535,000 homes this year. You know, what comes to mind is, what can they be thinking of? And
I think they're just not thinking. Otherwise, they would realize this is not a time to be building either commercial or regular residential homes. Certainly, people are not in a position to buy them. They're already believing all the propaganda that things are getting better, but the reality is they're not. And I think that the recession is going to continue. It's going to get worse. China is on the brink of financial collapse because, of course, the value of the euro is falling, and so Chinese goods will be more expensive in Europe. China's having a problem. Their wages are rising over there, and that's many of the producers are actually moving to other countries. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Well, Bob, would you like to talk a little bit about China? Because I think that certainly is one of the most second, I think it's the second largest economy in the world, second or third largest economy in the world. And it sounds like...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927.